In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, Americans are celebrating Father's Day, as they have done for the past 94 years. The first national celebration of Father's Day was on June 19, 1924, by proclamation of President Calvin Coolidge. But it all came about because of the relentless efforts of a loving daughter in Spokane, Washington, whose name was Sonora Louise Smart Dodd. You see, for more than 14 years, Sonora campaigned for this nation to set aside a day to honor all fathers. And as the oldest of 6 children, Sonora helped her father take care of younger siblings after their mother's death. So she knew how her father worked hard and sacrificed to raise the children. Sonora, you see, wanted a special day to honor her father for his parental sacrifices, his courage, selflessness, and love. And so, like Sonora, every son and daughter here this morning also remember and honor their dads for their selfless love and wish all fathers a happy Father's Day. See, my friends, there is a special, a very familiar scripture that reminds us of the endless love of the perfect Father. We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are a father, this verse should give you an idea of what it means to be a good dad. This scripture also teaches us how our Heavenly Father relates to us. First of all, a father loves his children. It says, "For God so loved the world." Love. If you are a parent, you love your children from the day they were born. Maybe even while they were still in the womb, when they had done nothing, absolutely nothing yet to earn that love. But you love them anyway. Why? Because they are yours. And you will continue to love them no matter what. Now, our children might disappoint us or do things that might displease us. At times, you might even want to disown them, but you will always, always love them. I don't know about you, but I never heard a father say, "I don't love my children." They may not always express it, but our Heavenly Father demonstrates his love for us time and time again. Through our scriptures, God affirms his love for us. Not only does he tell us he loves us, he shows his love for us. God's ultimate act of love was sending his only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to die for our sins. Maybe your earthly father didn't know how to express his love for you. But notice, my friends, your Heavenly Father loves you. God loves you with a love beyond understanding, because there is no human love comparable to divine love. And God wants a relationship with you. Regardless of the relationship you may have with your earthly father, you can have a personal heart-to-heart relationship with God our Father. And when you do, God will take care of you. God will provide for all your needs. The songwriter puts it this way: morning by morning, new mercies I see, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed, thy hand has provided. My friend, the perfect Father is also compassionate, as the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 illustrates. In fact, some theologians have named the father in that story as the prodigal father, and suggest that all we ever need to know about God, our Father, is captured wonderfully in that parable. The original meaning, of course, of the word prodigal comes from the Latin prodigus, which means lavish. And in the Webster's dictionary, the word prodigal is defined as, number one, being wastefully or recklessly extravagant, or having or giving something on a lavish scale. Now think about it this morning. We think of God's goodness. Isn't that always in excess, in lavishly given to you? Normally, you see, the younger son in the parable is described as a prodigal, but the father can also be described as prodigal because of the mercy and his amazing grace he has shown on us, his children. You may recall that the son in this story demanded, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." And what did the father do? He almost recklessly, wastefully gave his sons their inheritance. We all know the story of how this prodigal son goes on to waste all his inheritance until he comes to his senses and recognizes the error of his ways. Now, watch this. Once more, the father shows great compassion in welcoming his son back home. That's love. That's compassion. Luke tells us that while the son was a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. And then the father ordered his servants, "Quickly," he says, "bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his fingers and sandals on his feet. Take the fattest calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The celebration began. I don't know about you, my friends, but some of us may not have even spoken a word to our children when they went away and wasted all of our wealth and inheritance. But God is not a dad. He's compassionate. He's loving. And he welcomes you and me back into the fold. The father, my friend, will lavish his love, his compassion on us, no matter what we've done. He will welcome us, he will embrace us, and he will even kiss us, as a loving dad would do. Then, of course, this father goes on and to the older brother, who was angry and upset, he pleads with him My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. These astounding words, my friends, describes God, our Father in heaven. You see, God loves us, and his grace is sufficient for you and for me. So on this Father's Day, the best gift you can give to God, our Father, is not a necktie or a pair of socks. It is for us to rededicate ourselves to God and love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And if you, my friends, and if you do that, you will make your heavenly, your earthly Father very proud of you. No matter what, which son you are, if you are the son in the embrace, or if you are the son standing far off because you are upset, if you have messed up and wasted God's grace, or if you have been renewed, God is still your Father. My brothers and sisters, if you've been away from the church, all it takes is one step towards God, and the prodigal father will lavish his love, compassion, and welcome you back into the fold. My friends, my God, your God, gives us a blueprint for fatherhood because he is the prodigal father. If you are a father, what God did, the love, the compassion, the mercy, and all of that he did for that prodigal son, those things you can do for your own children. My friends, the attributes that we share are what a good father will possess. And I have an article that I read online from a Father Ken Anthony of the Greek Orthodox Cathedral of the Annunciation in Atlanta. He lists 6 attributes of a good father. Faithfulness, for F. God and good fathers are faithful to God and trust in God and God's promises. A. Good fathers rise to the occasion when something needs to be done. They are hard workers, diligent and engaged parents. T. Good fathers train their children by example to prepare them for the future. H. Good fathers offer hope to their families when times are tough. They teach their children to trust God by trusting God themselves. E. Good fathers lead by examples, by becoming positive role models. And R. Good fathers are reliable, responsible, and consistent. They are good providers and can be counted in any crisis. That's what are the attributes of a good father. Thanks to Father Anthony. Let me end, my friends, this Father's Day sermon with the words of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. In that scripture, the Apostle tells us, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. And then he has a word for fathers too. He says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Happy Father's Day to all. Amen.